Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Buffalo now back over McKay to Smith. Smith inside, floater pass out in front, between the legs, shot by Chase Frazier, scores.
Clip it for Frazier, John, my goodness.
The Buffalo Bandits begin the NLL Finals tonight. 7:30, we will have pregame starting at 7 here on WGR, or if you want to head to the game, check out tickets. Although, secondary market, at least, I've seen they've been a little bit pricey, but nothing crazy. Anyways, it's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. Sal Capaccio was in. Dave Buchanan joining us now on the Wester Hotline. And third year in a row, Dave, that we're having you on to preview a finals. Gotta love it.
I love this time of year. It's my fifth time getting to cover the NLL Finals with the Buffalo Bandits. And, can't wait for tonight's game. I was just talking to John Tavares, and he said he wished the game would start right now, and I think that's how everybody's feeling.
So in terms of the season so far, building up to this point, and just kind of the last 3 years, Dave, like maybe the biggest couple of reasons why you think that this team, they've always been one of the better teams in the league, but having more success postseason-wise and into the finals in this three-year stretch?
I think the biggest reason why is because it's been virtually the same cast of characters for these last three, 4 years. I mean, obviously, there's been a few parts and pieces that have come in and out, but the core that has been here since 2019, since they played Calgary in the finals and lost, it has not changed. Matt Vince has been the goaltender. Steve Priolo has been this team captain, along with Nick Weiss and Dane Smith. And the offense has had Josh Byrne and Chris Clucci and Chase Frazier and DeHoken Nanacoke. And then Kyle Buchanan comes in, and you know, and Steve Dietrich, our general manager, and John Tavares, the head coach, have done a phenomenal job keeping this core group together and adding some pieces too that have helped out. And they just keep bringing these guys back, and these guys are determined to make this three-peat happen.
Tell us a little bit about the opponent and preview the series a little bit for us. The Saskatchewan Rush, what they bring to the table, a team that had a really nice regular season and playoff as well.
Who, by the way, have a buffalo as a logo, and I still don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting to see that across the way and seeing it on their jersey and everything. This is a team that is kind of similar to maybe the Bandits were in 2019. They're coming to the finals after missing the playoffs last year. They've got a great core of both offense and defense. You know, they're led on offense by guys like Zach Mans and Robert Church. And Austin Shanks, who's a phenomenal shooter, you know, on defense. They've got a great defensive unit. Three of their players all finished in the top 15 in loose balls and the top 10 in caused turnovers this year, led by guys like Jake Boudreau, Mike Messenger, Matt Hossick, of course. Matt Hossick, who was just named Defensive Player of the Year, who just so happens to live here in Western New York during when he's not playing. This team is stacked, and they've got a really good goaltender, too, Frank Chiliano, who was just named Goaltender of the Year. So Saskatchewan's kind of been racking up these individual awards here this season for their great play that they've turned this team around from missing the playoffs last year to having the same record as the Bandits, 13-5, and finishing second, only because the Bandits beat them in their one head-to-head matchup this year.
So would you consider the Bandits feel like favorites going into this matchup?
Oh, of course. I mean, A, you've got the home field advantage. You've got game one here tonight at KeyBank Center. And yes, tickets are still available, including to fill up this building here at KeyBank Center at Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. So they've got the home field advantage. Their games one and three would be here. And then you've got the experience factor, too. Bandits have been to the finals for the last 5 years. There are some, the Rush players do have some playoff experience under their belt, but it pales in comparison to the Bandits. So they know what it's like to play at this level and go for the championship. So I do think they have the advantage, and I think, they're going to use that to their fullest. And I think it starts tonight by winning game one.
7:30 for game one tonight. Go ahead, Sal.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that at home field. This is a best of three, right? So, obviously you don't want to drop one and then go down and go right back there. So how important is really this game one to make sure they get this thing going?
Yeah, and having this opportunity, Sal, has been a goal for them all throughout the season. Last year they went to the finals, went to the playoffs. They had to kind of scramble to make their way in after they stumbled in the middle of the offseason, came in as the fourth seed. And in the finals last year, they started in Albany, so they didn't have that home field advantage. Luckily, it worked out, and they got it done in two games. But now you do kind of have this ability, and that was a stated goal from day one, was not only to make the playoffs, but also get that top seed and maintain that home field advantage. The Bandit players, they love it. You can any of them will just go on and on about how great it is to play here. But on the other hand, it's not that opposing players, I don't think they're maybe scared to play here. It can maybe overwhelming, especially if you've never experienced it. But a lot of these guys, especially players that are from Ontario, they probably grew up coming to Bandits games. They know what this experience is like. And if they folks from Ontario and Matt Hossick, who lives here in Western New York, they're going to have friends and family in the stands too. Yeah. So, I mean, it is an advantage. Maybe it gets overstated at times, but it is an advantage.
Some of the star players we've already kind of mentioned here, Dave Buchanan with us on the Western Hotline. Bandits tonight, game one, 7:30, pregame at 7 here on WGR. Thinking about Dane Smith for this a little bit, who's obviously already built up such a career resume, and Josh Byrne, I feel like, has become a much bigger star in Buffalo, a little bit more of a well-known name in the city in the last couple of years. Thinking about their legacies, maybe this doesn't even matter if they win this series, but you know what I mean? Stardom in Buffalo and names even in the rafters, kind of with those two, and if you think anyone else that's deserving of mention here has kind of built for themselves the last few seasons.
Dane and Josh, what they've done, built, it is a legacy, and it not only on the floor but off the floor. These guys live here in Buffalo now. They're married to women from Western New York. They're building their Beast youth lacrosse program here in Western New York. They're bought in. There's a reason why you go up and down the 190 and see them three times on billboards. You turn on the TV and see them in ads. They've bought in. They're all in about the city, and that's what one of the things I love about those guys so much. But you talk about other guys that have built a legacy. Matt Vince was already a Hall of Fame goaltender before he came to Buffalo, but he's now on the brink of maybe winning his second three-peat of his career. He's won two championships here just in Buffalo on top of the ones he won in Rochester. So, I mean, just on his few years here in Buffalo, you could put his number in the rafters. And then, of course, you got to look at the captain, Steve Priolo, who's outside of Dane Smith, the only guy that's been here longer in terms of playing career. Steve is the guts of this franchise. He is the captain for a reason. He's a great leader. He's so smart. Listen to his podcast. Just listen to him break down the game. It's phenomenal. 23 will be in the rafters someday. I could probably list a few guys more, but definitely Vino and Steve Priolo would be right up there with 22 and 92.
And Matt Vince, by the way, Joe, he's going to be 43 years old in a few weeks. It's unbelievable what he's doing.
He's the last Bandit. I make this joke all the time, but he's the last Bandit older than me by about 3 months.
How unique, we would have comparisons for obviously other sports. How unique is that, him playing at this level at that age in lacrosse?
I mean, John Tavares did it till I think he was, 45 years old? So it's not, it's nothing different, I think. And I've heard this before. I think I heard this from Steve Criollo, actually. The as terrible as the pandemic was, it may be the reason why Matt Vince is still playing right now. Getting that year and a half off, A, to let his body rejuvenate, and B, his kids get a little bit older, and getting to spend that time with his kids, but now also wanting to play in front of his kids. I think that's a big reason why he's still here. Had we not had that interruption, he might not be in the league right now. He might have hung it up by him. So, you know, I think he could, you know, you ask John Tavares, he could play till his jersey number 48, and I wouldn't be surprised, but that's up to Matt. I know he's a very devoted family man, and he's got his teaching job in St. Catharines, so we'll see what it does. But for now, he's locked in to, you know, get his second three-peat.
Game one tonight, and then game two will be Sunday in Saskatoon, which is like what? What kind of trip is Saskatoon? Does it feel like it's in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, it kind of is. Everybody's flying out of Toronto, and then it's about a little more than a three-hour plane ride from Toronto to Saskatoon. I did learn something interesting, that Saskatchewan is in the central time zone, but they do not recognize daylight savings time, so it is a two-hour difference between Buffalo and Saskatoon. I just learned that yesterday.
That's not totally. Arizona, I think, is that the same way. When my mom lived there, it's not. You know, they just don't operate on it. So it's tougher to figure out sometimes of the year, like how many hours back it is. That's a big arena too, isn't it? I remember a story like 5 to 10 years ago that they had built that arena hoping to get an NHL team, you know, assuming they would never get one, but.
Yeah, I haven't been there, but when they were having their dynasty run about 10 years ago, you know, they were packing that place with over 10,000, you know, 12,000 people.
Yeah.
The attendance hasn't been there as of late, but I'm looking forward to making my first visit to Saskatoon this weekend after we get game one in the books.
All right. Well, let's hope Bandits going for the three-peat, third straight championship with a series win over Saskatchewan. Game one is tonight, as Dave mentioned. Tickets are still available, so filling up the building, and I'm sure it'll be a packed house, crazy atmosphere as always. And if you can't make it to the game or you're late to it, whatever, you want to listen on the station, 7:30 for the start of the game, 7 o'clock for pregame. All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the time, and go Bandits.
Yeah, don't forget Tom Borelli Award winner John Gertler on the call tonight, along with Steve Bermel, myself. Yes, so just want to shout out my buddy John, but thanks for the time, guys.
Definitely. Thanks, Dave.
See ya.
Tune in tonight for play-by-play. John will have it. Dave on the call as well. So, all right. Go ahead.
I was going to say, big game there, and Joe, you know what else starts tonight, right?
Tonight is the start of... Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Come on.
It's May 16th. What's the start?
Well, it doesn't regularly necessarily occur every year on this date, but tonight is the start of the Subway Series between the Mets and the Yankees for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right. Both teams are good?
Both teams are good. The Mets are better. The Mets are having an amazing season right now. The Yankees have, I think, the second best record tied for in the American League, and yet they're still not, you know, at the Mets right now. The Mets are having an amazing season, especially pitching wise. But yeah, it's at Yankee Stadium tonight, and of course, a lot of it will be what's the reception of and for Juan Soto.
Okay, right.
And my guess is he's going to get booed tremendously, and you could disagree with that. You know, doing that because of what he did for the Yankees, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. But because the circumstances of how he left and where he went to, I'm going to guess Yankee fans are going to boo him a lot.
I think it takes a lot for... Is this right? If you are a star player that leaves your team while you are still in your 20s, you are getting booed when you come back. Right? There isn't been enough time for you to build up enough level legacy to come back for like any sort of ovation. Does that feel right? Like, you got the only guys that come back to like positive receptions are guys that were on that team for like 10 years, maybe.
That's a good point. Or right, if you leave, if you get traded, it's different, right? I mean, like,
no, yeah, I'm,
I was
right,
at
right,
I was
right.
at the Ottawa game when Dylan Cousins comes back, he gets a nice ovation when they show him, right? Okay, something
right.
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now Jack, he did get traded, but that was he forced his way out. And we all knew that that was ending badly. So obviously he got this, you know, my God, booing reception. But you're right. It's a good point. If you force your way out or leave and choose to leave in your prime at a young age, you're not going to be, the reception isn't going to be very good when you come back.
Yeah, no, that's right. All right, so Subway Series tonight. The only thing baseball-wise I have been paying attention to is my Rockies bet, which could not be going better. Ooh. It's the bet of the century.
They're terrible. Yes.
Under 58.5 games. They're not going to get to 30. 7-36. They really are. SportsCenter has had a segment like in the last month called "Did the Rockies Win Last Night?" And then they show like 8 seconds of highlights. Like, nope, no, they didn't. So it's not, you know, it's beyond the bet now. Now it's like this is maybe going to be the worst baseball team we've ever seen. So their run, I got to find it. Their run differential on the season, they've already lost by like 200 runs in 40-something games. They're losing 21-0. Man, it's here we go. They are minus 137 on the season. Which is unbelievable.
Can I give you something else to start paying attention to in baseball? And
yeah.
I'm sure you know about this, but I think I want to get Joe, Sneaky Joe here, dialed in a little bit on this.
On what? What do we got?
A little bit on this. The historic season Aaron Judge is having, Joe. It is unbelievable what he's doing.
You're trying to get me into a Yankee storyline?
Yes.
Come on.
You don't have to love the Yankees, but I think you should be paying attention to what Aaron Judge is doing.
What is he doing?
Go to Aaron Judge's reference page right now. You can do this while we're talking and on the air, okay? The bold categories, it looks like a Wayne Gretzky page right now.
Yep.
Okay? He is leading the league in WAR, wins above replacement, runs, hits, home runs, RBIs, batting average, on-base, slugging, OPS, OPS plus, ROBA, whatever that is, RABT
like all the,
plus.
So like all the
everything.
All the
total
advanced
bases.
Metrics, too. He's intentional, number one.
And he's even getting intentionally walked more than anybody. Mm. Yes, I know I'm a Yankee fan. I appreciate greatness, okay? If it was another player, Ohtani is amazing. I appreciate how great Ohtani is, and I don't like the Dodgers. I'm just telling you, like, I think sports fans should start paying attention to how great of a season this man is having.
Well, I'm glad you brought my attention to it because I did not realize he was having this dominant of a year. The only thing I think that could get me into I can't wait for, you know, this as baseball's unfolding is a home run chase. And he leads the league right now with 15. I don't know that we'll ever see.
What about a triple crown triple crown chase?
Triple crown could get me into it. That's right. And
that's a rarity.
Yeah. And how close is he to that? I mean, he's leading in batting average too. Yeah. Okay.
Joe, I'm going to give you perspective 41. Here. Okay. The next closest batting average leader, I believe, when I checked the other day, was Freddie Freeman, 50 points below Aaron Judge.
Wow.
50.
Pretty wild. But he's a Yankee.
It's unbelievable.
But he's a Yankee.
I know.
It's gonna ruin it for me. I can get over it a little bit. I can respect it.
You gotta have guys in sports that you hated that team but you like the guy, right? I mean, that's Big Poppy for me with the Red Sox, and that's Dustin Pedroia for me with the Red Sox.
Okay.
Right?
On another team, I hate the team, but I like the
Red
guy.
Red Sox fans tell me all the time, okay, yeah, I hated him, but I loved him, Derek Jeter, right? I mean, baseball is good for this, but what about other teams, right? There's got to be.
This is a really good question.
I have to be honest, like, I do not, I despise the Bruins. I don't despise Pastrnak.
Okay.
I love his game.
See, when I think of the Bruins, though, and like my pure hatred for them, it's more early 2010s when the Sabres were still pretty good and the Bruins were dominant. So that's Chara and Lucic and Marchand. Obviously, I hate all those guys. Man, there's got to be a name, though. I did like, okay, if it's the Bruins, I liked Tuukka Rask. Oh, I liked Tuukka Rask. I mean, he was fiery and he would get mad and he was great. I wouldn't say I loved Tuukka Rask, though. Although you're not really saying, are you saying you loved David Ortiz? Or you just liked David Ortiz. Loved him?
No, Big Poppy was just fun. He was fun to watch, right? No, I didn't love him. He wasn't like one of my favorite players, I would say, but I did not have this hatred for him like I had.
Okay.
And I actually had a respect for him. Dustin Pedroia, I loved his game, just the way he played, right? The guy just went out and balled and did what he had to do. That kind of thing. I'll ask you, how about Ottawa? Did Ottawa have any of these guys for you? This is the your most hated team when you're in that time period for you.
Yeah. No, I hated Spezza. I hated Alfredson. I hated Heatley. Hated Neal. Chara for the year, huh? He was there.
Chara was. You know, Bulldog and I have had. Bulldog and I have sparred about this. Like, I have told Bulldog how much I've hated. I hate Chara. Like, he's one of my most like hated Buffalo villains. You know, Bulldog, like, he can't believe that. He's like, what? Like, this guy was unbelievable. Like, he kind of liked him. I don't want to speak for him, but I think we've had this discussion about he couldn't believe how much I hated this guy an athlete.
I mean, for me, he's an ogre, but he was this giant bully. He was the big kid on the playground that had to pick on all the little kids. That was his whole career. He was also great. I recognize he was unbelievable, but that's what he was. He was the big kid at recess that was picking on the little kids. And who likes that guy? That guy's the worst. Chara.
Did you hate Lucic?
Hated Lucic. I don't know that I have a good name for this. Is there a Patriot? Maybe. I could say I was.
It has to be a short-lived Patriot. I bet you if there's a guy there long-term, like, I bet you could get to liking Edelman, but the fact that he played for the Patriots for so long, you wouldn't do that.
No.
But if he had stayed with the Dolphins, it'd be a totally different story, right?
Maybe. I don't like Edelman.
Gronk?
I do. I like listening to Edelman. Okay, Gronk, I don't know if I've ever said I liked Gronk. I didn't hate Gronk, and I thought he was funny. I loved watching him play. I guess the style he was, but then he hit Tre'Davious White from behind in the back of the head. So that kind of ruined it for me.
He was only there for a cup of coffee, so, you know.
Yeah, no.
Years.
Little, you're getting closer.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a good Patriot for this. This is a really good question, though. Even if I don't have like a... Okay. I'll say this. It's not perfect, though, because I my hate for them isn't the same as the teams we just mentioned. But I grew up a big Denver Nuggets fan. I loved Melo. So I stuck with the Nuggets instead of going to Melo with the Knicks. Who was in the Nuggets' way in Melo's prime? It was the Lakers. So I would say I did not like the Lakers growing up, but I loved Kobe. Loved Kobe. So that's closer, but even that, I don't think that's perfect because I didn't I didn't loathe the Lakers like I would the Senators or the Patriots or the Chiefs. Is there a likable Chief? No?
I don't know.
Who's the most likable Chief?
The most likable Chiefs.
What are we doing? Never mind. This is a terrible Friday question. People are probably tuning in like, all right, let me get ready for my weekend. I'm excited. The Bills schedule's out. Turns into WGR. Who's the most likable Chief? Off button.
I mean, so you grow up and you have these, your formative years, you hate these teams, right? Sports-wise, you hate these teams. And, like, for me, the Dolphins were certainly that team. But because I was a wide receiver growing up and he had a super cool name and he was great, I really liked Mark Super Duper, right? Mark Duper.
Mark Duper.
Clayton and Mark Duper, the two guys that Marino threw to. Like, I didn't hate them, but they were Marino's receivers, right?
Yeah. Okay, I've got my answer. The chat is screaming this answer. It's not a player, though. It's not a player.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid is my answer.
I figured.
He's the Chiefs coach, but I love Andy Reid. How do you not like Andy Reid? I guess you could because he's literally a huge reason why the Bills haven't been to a Super Bowl, or he's a reason. You love Andy Reid. The chat's also answering Chris Jones. Chris Jones has weirdly been nice to Buffalo.
Somebody tripped Josh Allen that one time, and the Bills didn't get the call.
Except for that.
But you're right about that. No, and he's very complimentary of the Bills, too.
He's always complimentary of the Bills. He's always talking about how good the wings are. I really don't want him to do that, though.
I know he's not a current chief, but what about Mitch Morse?
Yeah, but that's different because he came here.
Yeah, he played here, though.
He played here. And he's a center. What would an offensive lineman have to do for me to, like, truly hate that dude? I guess they could do something dirty. But this is a good question.
I mean, that's like...
It's a really good question.
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, like, my favorite all-time baseball player growing up was not a Yankee. It was Ken Griffey Jr. I mean, but, you know, it was a team. But I didn't hate the Mariners. Like, so it was totally cool. Like, I love Griffey. You know, the Yankees, my guys were Dave Winfield, Ricky Henderson, Don Mattingly.
Yeah.
But here's Griffey, my gosh, like, unbelievable, left-handed center fielder, love this guy. But I didn't have any reason to hate the Mariners, you know?
Yeah. AC Man in our YouTube chat. Joe's favorite Chief has to be Kelsey. I'm not a Kelsey guy. He's too much of trying to be a pro wrestler for me.
I think he's too saying much that because you like Taylor Swift.
Oh, that makes sense. I do like Taylor Swift. That does not bleed over to Travis Kelce, though. Not for me.
Okay.
Timeout here. This good question. If you want to answer Twitter or you want to give us a call, we can try to squeak in because it's a good – I'm not sure everybody would have one, but mine might be Andy Reid. When we come back, Nick the Railbird, the Preakness this week, and we're not going to have a Triple Crown winner this week, but we've got a show coming up at Batavia Downs where Brian Kozio will be down there, so promote that. So stay tuned. Coming back here on WGR.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, it's Preakness week. Tomorrow at 4, the 150th Preakness Stakes. We'll talk about it with Nick the Railbird coming up here. Also, be sure to join Brian Kozio. He'll be broadcasting live tomorrow from Batavia Downs, 2 to 5 p.m. And then you can celebrate Preakness with their 2025 Tacos and Tequila Fest. Sounds awesome. Inside the park, the Park Place Event Center, 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are only $35, include tequila samplings, $20 for gaming free play, $5 wager to use on the Preakness, and complimentary taco bar. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com to get your tickets while you still can. Nick the Railbird, now on the Wester Hotline as we talk the Preakness. Nick, thanks for joining us. Hopefully you enjoyed the Derby. I'm sure you did.
I did. Unfortunately, didn't have the winner, but always great to watch great Triple Crown racing.
Looking back very quickly in the Derby, how big a surprise was Sovereignty winning?
Not huge, but enough where I just didn't think – I thought the off-track was going to play to more of a disadvantage to that horse. But kudos, a great ride, had a good trip, and a nice payout, $18.
So, Nick, as we change gears now and talk to the Preakness, is the biggest storyline not having Sovereignty in this race? How surprising is that? And how impactful on the odds is it?
Yeah, it's difficult. A 2 weeks rest. You're going back many, many years. Obviously, it's historic in nature that the Triple Crown has always been 2 weeks the Triple Crown's racing 2 weeks, then 3 weeks between the Belmont. It just goes to show you that it's difficult for horses. And the Triple Crown isn't what it used to be, the way it's set up. And it's a big surprise, but the owners and the connections are willing to skip it. And I understand completely. But and that'll lead us to why I think journalism is it will hit the board, but maybe not the top choice with only 2 weeks rest.
Okay, because journalism was the favorite at the Kentucky Derby and the betting favorite again for the Preakness. So in terms of your thought process, why do you not maybe love journalism then in this race?
Listen, he had an excuse. He got bumped real hard. If you watch the replay out of the gate, Citizen Bull knocked him pretty good out of the gate. He got sent back. He ran a great race. He got the jump on the leaders, and he just lost to a better horse. But that 2 week, you know, rest in between, I think is gonna end up, you know, hurting him, and that's why he will be my second choice and not my first choice, especially being the favorite. He'll be probably 6-7-5. In the betting when it's all said and done.
Are you looking then at some of these horses that did not race in the Derby as someone you like for Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. In the top choice is River Thames, the 6-horse. You know, he's never won a graded stake, but he's hit the board numerous times. He's a stalker, which you got to have some early speed in the Preakness. And there's a new trend that may be emerging. Now, here's an interesting fun fact. 6 of the last 8 Preakness winners have skipped the Kentucky Derby, including the last 5 have skipped and won. So I'm going to say it's a trend that says, hey, look, 2 weeks rest is tough, so I'm going to take River Thames with Irad Ortiz Jr. Is my top choice and probably second or third choice in a decent price.
Nick, how much did the rain impact the Kentucky Derby when it was all said and done, do you think?
It did a lot. That track was really a quagmire. It was horrid. It was the races before, you've got to run as much as you had to find the right piece of the track. And they were in the middle of the track when they came down the wire, you know, the Rispoli and the jockeys nowhere to be. You're going to have some right today. It's going to be raining pretty good in Pimlico for the Black Eyed Susan. They're expecting 1 inch of rain today. It's supposed to dry out and be partly cloudy tomorrow, about mid 80s. So I think the track will have some moisture in it, but I do think by 7 p.m. it'll be a fast track for this particular race. So I think, you know, we'll talk about a couple other horses real quick. Sandman. Sandman mm-hmm. did not like the going in the Derby, right? That colt has a good closing kick if there's a speed duel up front. I think he hated the track, and I think he's going to hit the board if it's a dry surface come Saturday.
Are there any deeper long shots that you like for tomorrow?
The only horse that I could see maybe surprising everybody is the Gosker, and that's the 9 horse, Luis Saez. Really lightly raced, just to have won at Keeneland, Lexington, and a grade 3. And I like that horse to be maybe a long shot that hits the board. But right now I'm looking at the 6, River Thames, 2, Journalism, and my third choice, goal-oriented, 4th Sandman. You could interchange those two, but if you stick with the 6-2-1, I think you're gonna probably be in the running to cash a ticket.
Okay, so 6-2-1, that would be your overall. That's your favorite for tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then not to move forward too quickly from this, but some of these horses that are skipping tomorrow at the Preakness, are you gonna expect them back at the Belmont? How will that work?
Yeah, I think you will. I think you're going to see them jump back in. Remember, it's at Saratoga for the second year in a row. It's only it's not at the mile and a half. It's at a mile and a quarter. Not as taxing as it normally would be. So I think they're going to come back, and it's going to be an interesting Belmont Stakes for sure.
All right, Nick the Railbird. The Belmont Stakes, as a reminder, is not for not until June 4th. So June 4th through 8th. So we've got the Preakness tomorrow. Nick, thanks again for hopping on, and the 6, the 2, and the 1. So thanks for jumping on with us.
You got it. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. Again, Brian Kozio will be at Batavia Downs tomorrow, 2 to 5. And again, tacos, tequila, horse racing. Can't beat it. So check it out. And again, the bet he likes is the 6 horse, the 2 horse, and the 1 horse for tomorrow at the Preakness. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off today. We put a poll up at WGR 550. I'm very interested in the results of this. Just kind of picking apart the mentality, the mindset of a Bills fan going into this year and just, you know, what's around them. And the poll, because we kind of just stumbled on this when me and Sal were power ranking the quarterbacks last hour, that we got faced with a decision like right away in the power rankings. I wasn't even thinking about that. Mahomes, Burrow, and Jackson. So Josh put a poll up at WGR550. Biggest challenge on the Bills' schedule this season. I'm actually surprised in how it's been voted that Lamar Jackson is 39%. That's the leader.
Oh, I just clicked it, by the way. I clicked it, and because I clicked it, we have exactly 550 votes. I just wanted to say that right now.
Oh, I love that.
Exactly 550. So I
think we should stop it right there.
Maybe, right?
But you can get in. 550.
There you go. But we are okay, now it's up to 586. So go ahead there to WGR550 on Twitter and vote. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
So this might not be updated to 586, but whatever. 39% are saying Lamar Jackson biggest challenge, 31% Burrow, 29% Mahomes. Is it interesting at all? What's the most interesting part of that? One that Mahomes
is third.
Finishes third? Okay, cuz I was even kind of curious that Jackson finishes first when don't Bills fans kind of puff their chest out a little bit with the Bills and Jackson, cuz he's not played clean games against them.
Yep, I think that is surprising. It feels like to me that the people just don't want to vote for Mahomes, for whether it's legitimate or not legitimate reasons, Bills fans doing that, and maybe the Jackson and Burrow crowd is kind of just, it's more about an anti-Mahomes than it is maybe pumping one of them as number one, if that makes sense.
It also could be, you know, and the way we frame it, it's about the regular season because it's what's on their schedule. Mahomes, I mean, it has been a minute since he's looked unstoppable in games. He's got there. He's won his games. They've gone to the Super Bowl. They have won the Super Bowl. He has made clutch plays down the stretch of games. You know, it's what kind of has made them annoying is there have been all these games where they kind of look asleep on offense for 2.5 quarters, but then they change a gear, and in the fourth quarter when they need to make a play, there's Mahomes to make it. But I guess like Burrow's putting up these crazy numbers and Jackson is putting up these crazy highlights along with the numbers and Josh is jumping over people and he's chucking the ball down the field to Ty Johnson for touchdowns. And like, I guess for 2 years, Mahomes hasn't, is it just that it doesn't look the same? Is that maybe what's happening here too? That the Mahomes' gameplay doesn't look as sexy maybe as the other three in the last couple seasons?
Maybe. I mean, they haven't protected him as well either, though. I mean, that's probably part of it, right? I mean, now obviously they haven't protected Burrow. We know that nearly. But Burrow, he doesn't do the off-script stuff like Mahomes. And even though he's not protected as much, he stays in the pocket and he can still throw some dimes. I agree. It's probably because of the way it's looked a little bit. The receivers, he doesn't have quite the receiving core since Tyreek Hill has left, obviously, here and there. They've had some guys. So has Travis Kelce, but that's part of it as well.
Yeah. There is there's an interesting, you know, not dilemma. I'll be curious to see what the receivers look like this year. Because I think it could be better. I mean, if Rashee Rice is back, but he might get suspended. Mm. In fact, he should get suspended. I think he will. And then if Hollywood Brown could stay healthy, like, they could be pretty good at receiver, but I wouldn't assume that. You know,
they also drafted Royal, right?
Jalen Royals in the fourth round. Mm-hmm. Yep, they added him. They're all kind of flimsy, though. And one good breakdown I saw from, it might have been Matt Harmon, actually. Matt Harmon was going through all the rookie receivers, is Xavier Worthy was actually surprisingly really good against zone and bad against man coverage last year.
Interesting.
And a lot of his success came from Andy Reid using him the exact same way he used Rashee Rice the year before. Like in the slot, get him on the right matchups, find the soft spot in zones, kind of back teams off of the speed on top of it, get him the ball in short space. What happens when Rice comes back? One of the two, I mean, if that's true and that they were playing a very similar role 1 year to the next, well, if they're both healthy and on the field at the same time, one of them can't play that. One of them has to do something else. You know, maybe line up out wide more often and be more of a man beater and a field stretcher, which is what we thought Worthy was going to be. But I don't know how that's going to look when all those guys get back on the field for them. So we got to go to Extendo Sports. When we come back, I've got two things for you in Extendo. One, there's a former Bill that has made comments about returning this year. Okay. And if you don't follow the account Bill's Muse on Twitter, I think it's from the site StatMuse, they asked ChatGPT to predict the Bills season, and everything kind of looks pretty tame, like 13 wins, that looks acceptable. Josh Allen puts up big numbers. James Cook, like 1,200 yards, nothing super crazy. There's one stat line, only one that I saw in this whole ChatGPT projection that is like, whoa, wait, what? You have what for what guy? I want to get Sal's reaction to that when we come back.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
I'm extremely thankful for, you know, all the moments throughout my career. Extremely thankful for, you know, the Bills organization, Philadelphia organization, Cleveland, Miami. But, you know, in particular, Buffalo, you know, that's my home. My heart is always going to be there. And, you know, I'm always thankful for all the moments that I had there, all the teammates, all the cool people like Mitch that I met out there. I'm just playing it by ear right now. But would I love to play? Absolutely.
Jordan Poyer on Good Morning Football says, of course, I'd love to retire as a member of the Buffalo Bills. So, what do we think, Sal? Any interest?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
As a one-day contract, probably, yeah, sure. A ceremonial one-day contract, if that's what he means. If he wants to be on the roster, I think that's a tough ask.
I think I would agree. I mean, it did not go well in Miami last year.
I mean, unless he does what kind of Micah Hyde did, come back, be on the practice squad, help out, you know,
yeah,
just be there.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, that I think there's room for something like that.
The fifth safety on the practice squad, maybe. Maybe if he gets there earlier than Hyde did, he could be more depth, like... Wasn't that Kareem Jackson last year? Like, he would get in, he got into a couple games, but nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I think they're good at safety, right? Like, don't we think they have their four safeties?
I think they're set.
They're set.
And there's some debate on, you know, how good they'll be, but I think they're set right now. Yes.
That's what I meant, yeah. All right, so Poyer, and then, okay, so Bill's Muse on Twitter from the StatMuse account asked ChatGPT, hey, predict the Buffalo Bills season.
Okay.
And a lot of good stuff in here, and most of it's like totally within the realm of possibility. You know, 13-4, that's the one seed. Has the Bills beating Baltimore in the divisional round, beating the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game 31-27, losing to the Eagles in the Super Bowl 30-27. Okay, so that's some of the team results. And then it gets to the individual stats. And like, all right, Josh Allen, 38 passing touchdowns, 6 rushing touchdowns, 11 interceptions. That seems realistic. James Cook, 1,200 yards and 10 rushing touchdowns. It's a little high, but not out of the realm of possibility. Okay. You're going through it. Dalton Kincaid, 790 yards. Elijah Moore, 400 yards. Like, all right. Keon Coleman. You get to Keon Coleman's stat line in this ChatGPT. And again, like everything else is pretty much pretty fair and like right around close to what you'd expect. And then you get to Keon Coleman. 90 catches, 1,395 yards, and 17 receiving touchdowns.
Whoa, that is all pro Keon right
that
there.
Wow. That is all pro level production.
That is first team all pro right there.
I mean, it would be unbelievable.
Whoa. It'd be amazing.
It would be incredible.
Would we never have to hear again about the Bills trading with the Chiefs during that draft again, if that were the case?
Oh, I don't think you wouldn't hear about that. You wouldn't hear. I think the wide receiver train would come to a smashing halt.
Right.
Upon Coleman doing that. I think he'd also be on a rookie contract. Like, there's really not much disagreement, I feel like, around the Bills. We've had this little wide receiver, you know, dust up. Keon Coleman, you really can be the bridge that mends all the fences, right? That's not the phrase. But Keon Coleman doing that, like everybody would be happy. Everybody would be happy. There'd be no reason not to be happy. I also don't think he's capable of that. That'd be insane. What's the most unrealistic?
All right, listen, we got to go. I know that. I know we got to go. I want to say real quick, I know I said earlier my brother's birthday tomorrow. Today is Thurman Thomas's birthday. Happy birthday to Thurman.
Happy birthday,
obviously,
Thurman.
Buffalo Bills Hall of Famer, Wall of Famer, NFL Pro Football Hall of Famer. And I just want to say Thurman, you know, him and his wife, Patty, they are such amazing people for Western New York. They do so much for Western New York. They really are. The philanthropy that goes into, you know, everything they do, and they still live here. They made their home in the city. They moved into the city a couple of years ago. He's become a very good friend of mine and our family. But you know, I just want to recognize what they've done. And happy birthday to Thurman Thomas today.
Definitely. He also did a great. If you haven't seen the final season at Highmark Stadium video that Thurman starred in, like that was a really cool video. Check it out if you haven't.
I know we don't have time to do this. Maybe the Extra Point Show guys can do this. Nick Shook wrote what his flag football team would look like for the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, we have to get to that.
Bills out of 12?
One. Josh?
Zero. Lamar's the quarterback, which I understand.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. For flag football, I get that.
Yeah.
Josh can't run through people in flag football, I don't think.
But check it out if you want. It's up at NFL.com and on Nick Shook's Twitter. I thought it was interesting.
All right, I am off tomorrow, so I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, but stay tuned. The Extra Point Show is on the way next.
What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Saturday. Tomorrow's Saturday. What did you think
we're
it was?
We're all off tomorrow.
Did you think it was Thursday?
What day is today?
Today's the 16th, Friday the 16th.
You said you're off tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday. Aren't we all off tomorrow?
I thought I said next week. Either way,
no, you said tomorrow.
Okay, that's my I misspoke.
Okay, that's why I was making a mistake.
Yes, but I'm also off tomorrow though too.
You're starting early, pal. It's all good. Have a great time off.
All right, Extra Point Show is on the way next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.